All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. You can call the, she's getting it.
Case number 10,819, Rebecca L. Elborn, west of Road 5, 940 feet north of Route 9, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sorgovic and Ellis. Sorgovic and Carmine, it's late. I represent the applicant, Rebecca Elborn, who has applied for an 8-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 15 feet. This is for an existing shed and shed cover. The encroaching improvements have been in their current location since 2002. Permits were obtained by the previous owners for these improvements, and a certificate of occupancy was also issued. The applicant did purchase the property in May of this year, May 2011, and unfortunately was unaware at that time that there was any violation as a result of these existing improvements. It wasn't until after closing that the survey was received and it revealed the encroachment. This property is unique in shape. If you look at the survey, it's a very deep and narrow lot. This hardship was not self-created by the current property owner. These improvements have remained in the same location since 2002. There is no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code at this point. It would be necessary to remove the permanently affixed shed and shed cover, which again have been permitted and located on the property since 2002. Thus, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Also, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And for these reasons, I respectfully request that the board grant this variance request.
Okay, very well done. Thank you. Okay, excuse me. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10819, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. It's been there for some time. COs were issued. I don't see where it will involve hurt the adjoining properties in any way.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,819. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes.